Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Mothers who breastfeed often joke and coin their milk liquid gold. Well, it may not be gold, but it is just as valuable to a baby's health.
Not only are breastfed babies more resistant to disease and infections, they face lower rates of juvenile diabetes and cancer. Now we're learning breast milk contains stem cells that become parts of a baby's various organs.
We learned nearly a decade ago about stem cells in breast milk. They have a molecule on their surface called nestin, which is indicative of adult multipotent stem cells. Multipotent are not totipotent, which can become any cell type.
However, these nestin-positive multipotent stem cells do become liver and pancreatic cells, as well as other tissues. Even more surprising is the latest discovery.
They found that the breast stem cells in a mouse pup left its stomach, traveled into the blood, and became a functional part of the pup's various organs.
Scientists tracked the stem cells by creating lactating mice that produce a protein to make their cells glow red. These mice were given pups to nurse. When the pups became adults, researchers found red glowing cells in the blood and in tissues such as the brain, thymus, pancreas, spleen, and kidneys.
And these were functioning cells. The ones in the brain looked like neurons, and the ones in the liver made albumin. Scientists now wonder if the stem cells are there to create a tolerance for the mother's milk, or do they play a role in normal growth?
What this discovery does present is an ethical source of multipotent stem cells, non-invasively and sustainably. This removes significant hurdles for certain researchers. Talk about owing our moms. This would be a biggie.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.